The combined light rain and light wintry mix exited the region pretty early in the day, so it's been largely dry across the region, though clouds are lingering, and clouds will continue to be a story over the next couple of days. Fortunately, we've seen a little bit of sunshine get through in spots today, and the overall weather pattern looks seasonably warm over the next couple of days, meaning we should reach or exceed the 50-degree mark in most spots over the next 3 days, and then we'll see some cooler weather return as we head into Sunday. We're also going to need the rain gear every so often, as another storm will threaten the region, especially later tomorrow night through the first part of the day on Friday. That appears to be the most likely window for rainfall across the area, and then that unsettled weather should exit by around lunchtime or a bit before on Friday, and that should return us to dry weather as we head into the day on Saturday. Right now, we're looking at mainly dry weather heading into tonight, though again, it will remain mostly cloudy. We'll look out for a few areas of fog. There may even be a bit of drizzle around. Lows will be generally in the 30s, so a few spots across the North Country may dip close to the freezing mark tonight. There may be a few icy patches late tonight and first thing tomorrow. Tomorrow starts off with maybe a bit of sunshine in spots. Any sun, though, will quickly fade as clouds continue to push in. As that storm pushes closer, our rain chances will increase through the day. So you might see a shower in the morning. There's a better chance for rain tomorrow afternoon, so don't forget that umbrella heading out the door tomorrow morning. Temperatures tomorrow will be generally in the neighborhood of 50 degrees. Most areas should be in the low 50s. A few spots, though, will hold in the middle to upper 40s. We'll have that rain continue tomorrow night. And then on Friday, the cold front with the storm will come through. So we're looking for clouds and some showers, especially during the morning on Friday. I'm optimistic that the front will push off to the east Friday afternoon. That should bring the rain to an end, allow for some sunny breaks to develop. A gusty breeze will develop as well, and temperatures in most areas should still pop up into the 50s. So even though we're talking about a cold front Friday, the air behind it is really not that much colder, so it should still be pretty comfortable on Friday, and we should hold in the 50s as we kick off the weekend on Saturday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the low to mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with rain developing, high 46 to 54. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the low to mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with rain developing, high 46 to 54. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly cloudy with areas of fog, low 35 to 40. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some afternoon showers, high 46 to 54. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, mostly cloudy with areas of fog, low 35 to 40. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with rain developing, high 46 to 54. Region-wide on Friday, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of showers, especially during the morning, becoming breezy with highs in the 50s, and on Saturday, partly to mostly sunny with highs in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.